Chillicothe and Green Valley girls. Green Valley wins the tip-off. They go circle left to Kendall Bailey. Bounce pass up top to Rose. Right side to Williams at the high post. Dish inside to Bailey. Bailey off the glass, rebounded by Clampett, and here we go, Chillicothe. Clampett down court. Gives it right side to Keithley. Chillicothe playing the goal to the left on your radio dial. Parkey, baseline right, draws a double team. Cross court to Keithley. Thought about a long tray, turned it down, gets the ball back, tries it this time. Off the front of the rim, nice offensive board by Clampett. Clampett puts it back up strong, doesn't get it to fall either. Keithley missed a tray, Clampett missed a deuce, and Williams pulls down the rebound, gives it to Rose. She stops, pops, and drops just outside the paint. Claire Rose for Green Valley has the first points of the game. It's 2-0 Green Valley. We played 60 seconds. Jones, left wing tray. Oh, in and out. And Chillicothe can't haul down the rebound. Couple of missed trays so far. Rose gets a couple of steps. Tries to work around the defense. Good defense by Keithley and Leatherman. Rose can't get the layup to fall. Keithley the rebound. Sets it up against the man-to-man defense. Clampett says, I'm here. Pass tipped and controlled now by Green Valley. Lays it up. Doesn't get it to fall. Follow-up is good. And we got a timeout. Maya Randall missed the first one. But I think Williams finished it off, put it up, put it in, or check it, Bailey did. Timeout on the court. We're back in 30 seconds. It's 4-0. Green Valley leading KCHI. Chillicothe back in action following the timeout to talk about a couple of things. Get the girls settled down and situated. Hannah Jones, top of the circle, working against Randall's defense. Goes over right side to Parkey. Inside to Clampett. Posts up, can't get it to fall. Second one, she's bumped and got two shots at the line. Bailey and Williams both have pretty decent height, and Williams looks like she's no stranger to the weight room. And it was Paula Williams with the foul. And Clampett dances it off the rim twice and still can't even get a free throw to fall. Cold, cold, cold shooting for Chillicothe here in this late afternoon game so far. We played 2 minutes down, just 4-0. Chillicothe looking for their first point. Clampett, second one. That one falls in. It's 4-1. Green Valley with the basketball and the lead. Rose across the timeline. The diminutive guard kicks it outside to Bailey. Three-pointer for Bailey. Not there. Battle for the rebound. Controlled by Green Valley. And it will be Green Valley's ball. First foul on Carson Keithley, who is trying to grab the loose basketball and called for the hack. Fouls even at one apiece. Team fouls. They go up top. Nothing there for Bailey. Circle left now. Dribble drive inside. Kick it back up top. To Rose. Lays it up and in. Claire Rose has 4 of her team's 6 points. She is the real deal. All KC Metro team last year as a sophomore. 6-1. Chillicothe looking for the first field goal. They go over to Parkey. Baseline left. Cross court, Keithley looks off a tray, drives inside, makes it past the defenders, lays it up and in. A nice dribble drive down the right side, right wing, and Keithley gets the monkey off Chillicothe's back, and we're down just 6-3. Claire Rose across the timeline, Keithley picks her up, top of the circle. Circle left to Knust. Back up top, Bailey drives inside. Foul on the floor. That going to be on Clampett with a hand check foul. We'll sort it out here.
Foul on the floor.
That is exactly what it is. Whitney Clampett's first. Canoose checks out. Get the her replacement in just a second. That is McBride. Three-pointer by Rose. Wow. Chillicothe has absolutely no answer for her just yet. She is just burning us up. One-woman team right there. Another player for Green Valley set to check in. Tried to send a bullet into Clampett. Referees with the whistle. That's going to be on Kayla McBride, the junior. Or Kyla McBride. Chillicothe gets it inbounds. They kick it out up top. Around the horn we go to Clampett. Circle left. Up top to Keithley. Hands it to Jones. Keithley, circle left, looking inside. Can't get it to Leatherman. Keep it on the perimeter. Jones, three-pointer. That one doesn't fall. Parkey, the rebound and the bucket. Caitlin Parkey for two. They're letting them bang inside. Four-point lead now. Loose basketball ripped out of Bailey's fingers. And here comes Chillicothe looking for back-to-back buckets. Clampett. Falls down, no call. Crowd unhappy about that, but the ball does fall in. Clampett makes a fall down bucket, back-to-back buckets, closes it to within two. There's a travel you might have missed. Left wing Trey. Chillicothe's got to crank up their three-point game as Kendra Seibert, the freshman, burns Chillicothe with a Trey. Hornets, Lady Hornets, not able to connect from outside yet. Usually pretty good three-point team. It's a five-point lead for Green Valley. Chillicothe hasn't led yet in this first quarter. 3:20 and counting. In the first, 12-7, Green Valley. Chillicothe's into Leatherman. Leatherman high post, comes up short. Referees with a hand check. Foul. On which Green Valley player? Bailey. Fresh legs check in as the tall Paula Williams has a seat. In for her is Lindsay Magnum, the senior. Chillicothe on the inbounds play. Jones over to Keithley, circle left, NBA tray. Keithley found the distance. Carson Keithley connects for three. That's one we needed. Back to a two-point game. 2:51 left in the first quarter. 12-10. Green Valley leading Chillicothe in this girls' basketball game. Claire Rose working against Keithley. Backs it back out. They are of a similar size. Ish inside. Jones, good low post defense. Kicks it. Green Valley has to kick it back out to McBride. Rose makes a step around three defenders. Lays it up. Someone's got to do something. Slide over and get her to get a charge or something. She is just demolishing us. 9 of the 14 points has come from that little 5-2 Claire Rose. Keithley trying her best. But nice pass into Clampett. She's hacked from behind by Kendall Bailey. Saw it all the way across court. And Bailey with her second foul. Fourth team foul on Green Valley, two on Chillicothe. Clampett with her first of two free throws. Picture perfect. Clampett with four. Maddie Knust checks back in for Green Valley. Maya Randall also checks back in. Two of the original starters. 2:11 left to play. First quarter, 14-11. Chillicothe is yet to lead in this game. Second free throw, no good. Leatherman, the rebound. Oh, too far underneath the bucket. Gave it a great effort. Couldn't get it into the bucket, though. Three-point lead for Green Valley, and there goes Rose. Kicks it out to Randall. Back up top to Rose. She wants to shoot a tray. Doesn't do it. Around the horn they go. Canoes top of the key. Pulls up free throw line. Shoots over Leatherman. Nothing but net. And Chillicothe has no defensive answer whatsoever for these girls just yet. Keithley thought about a tray. Instead goes around the horn to Clampett. Drives baseline left. Leaves it free throw line for Leatherman. Picture perfect. Maggie Leatherman up and in. Three-point game now, 16-13, a minute 23 left to play in the first quarter. Green Valley leading Chillicothe at NCMC. They put Hannah Jones on Rose now. Her pass stolen by Clampett. It's a two-on-two, gets it down to Leatherman. Maggie stops, pops and drops. Maggie Leatherman, her second in a row. And closed it to one for the first time since the opening bucket. Campbell and Reeder set to check in. 50 seconds left. Running a little clock. Green Valley over to Randall. Circle left. up top to Rose. Gets it inside. Pass inside, stolen by Clampett again. Clampett leaves it out for Keithley, baseline right. She drives the baseline, tries to leave it inside for Parkey. Knocked down, springs up giggling. Lamer also will check in for Chillicothe. Second foul on McBride. Parkey, Clampett, and Keithley check out. Foul was on the floor. They inbound it. They get it into Leatherman. Turns around, pivots, doesn't get it to fall. Campbell is fouled. Campbell will go to the line. Got the nice pivot move. Ruster shot just a little bit. That's the sixth team foul, so foul starting to pile up on Green Valley. 24.7 seconds left in the first quarter, 16-15. Two shots for Campbell, and we're tied up. Tied at 16 apiece. Campbell. Aaron Campbell, the second one. In, and Chillicothe with their first lead of the ball game, thanks to the free throws of Aaron Campbell. Carly Gardner has checked in as well. So Hannah Jones, the only starter, still in the ball game for Chillicothe. With 10 seconds left, Rose picks up the action now. They collapse on her. She leaves it baseline right. Count it at the buzzer for Paula Williams. And 18-17, Chillicothe down by a point. Second quarter is next on KCHI.